Take me as I am. You make me want to be a better man. I've been working on this plan. You're the beginning and the end.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth Eckert. I'm a member of the Deep Hollow. I'm a singer.
Hey, this is Micah Walk from the Deep Hollow. I play guitar, write songs, and sing them.
Hey, this is Dave Luttrell from the Deep Hollow. I play guitar, I sing some, I play some foot drums as well. and I'm a listener of Micah Walk songs.
And so you guys are all musicians in your own right, but you've been doing this project for how many years now?
About 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to give us a little bit of your origin story?
Yeah, so Elizabeth and myself started as a duo, wrote five or six songs together. And we started booking gigs with those four, you know, five or six songs plus a bunch of covers. And then I don't remember exactly how Dave came in, but I just remember the first gig we played and we sang
Fast and Strong. That's how I come in.
Pretty much always. Yeah.
Loud.
Yeah, so I think we asked him to come in and play some more instruments, and he's like, well, yeah, I got these songs, too.
And then we had started singing his songs.
Right, and Dave and I had been in a band before, and some of the songs we played in that band kind of lended themselves to the instrumentation in this band pretty well.
Yeah, so we kind of decided, well, let's just combine forces, and the first time we sang together, we had never rehearsed before, and it was actually at a Deep Hollow gig, and we sang this three-part harmony song, and then we kind of stepped away from the mic after that, and we're like, okay,
this is good.
This is the new band.
And it is kind of unique, the setup you guys have, especially with the three-part harmony. I guess it sounds like it just kind of was an organic thing that just worked.
Well, I think the three of us are also in a local cover band called The Shenanigans, so we spend a lot of time together, you know, driving to shows and spend a lot of time that way. So I think we had kind of had conversations about our influences and the songwriters that we really liked, and they just kind of crossed together. And so I think and when Micah and Liz were doing their duo thing, it lent itself to a third voice in there as well. And it really did just happen organically that way. And it just kind of it our ranges kind of fit in a really easy way. And you know, Elizabeth has so much vocal training and harmony training herself. She has really helped out in arranging a lot of the vocals. So, you know, for instance, I might bring a song to the table. Okay, here's my song, and I just have this melody, and she can arrange it and say, okay, do this harmony part. So it kind of organically feeds on itself that way. But it really has just kind of fallen together.
We always laugh too. Like we've had like what, two band rehearsals, maybe three.
Yeah, we don't rehearse.
We don't rehearse. We like just perform.
The gigs are the rehearsals.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like if something doesn't happen organically, we don't really force it. We kind of scrap it.
Yeah. That's so true. Yeah.
So one of the songs you played for us here at the NPR Illinois Suggs Studio is called Porch Light. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. It was a song I wrote the lyrics to a long time ago and never found quite a place for the music until the Deep Hollow, and wrote it in a cabin in Colorado. I was spending a lot of time away from my family as a traveling musician, and so it's a song about kind of coming home.
I dreamt about you last night. Oh, I miss you so. Keep the porch light on. I'm on my way. Oh, oh. Oh, I drove and drove all night just to see your face. And I'm still trying to make right all my mistakes. Teach me love you, teach me to sing. When my time is over, I'll have no complaints. I dreamt about you last night. Oh, I miss you so. Keep the porch light on. I'm
on my way. Oh, keep the porch light on. Keep the porch light on. Keep the porch light on. I'm on my way. Our children, they will grow, and our lives, they will change. And our young, optimistic hair, it will all turn gray. And someday you'll turn to me so gracefully, smile the way you do. And instantly I feel like I did when I was just 22. Oh, when I fell for you, I was just 22. I dreamt about you last night. Oh, I miss you so. Keep the porch light on. I'm on my way. Oh, now it's been so
This is Illinois Edition. We're joined by the Deep Hollow. The band played a set for us at our yearly Thank You Fest event. We're speaking with members Michael Walk, Dave Luttrell, and Elizabeth Eckert. And Elizabeth, I know you all are local celebrities in your own right, but Elizabeth, even since you were a kid, always kind of cast as the lead in anything where they needed a strong singer.
Oh.
How has that background and, you know, like informed what you do now?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like all three of us kind of grew up you guys probably grew up listening to more similar music. I have to admit, like, these boys have introduced me to so much because I grew up a musical theater freak. I loved musical theater. I was in every show possible. I loved my pop music. So for me, I think a lot of the melodies that I hear or things that I come up with are definitely very, like, more theatrical, you know? And it probably does give a different little vibe to our group.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if this is where it came from, but like some of the vocal stuff that you came up with for, you know, the album, like for Devil or something.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of anything like that. So,
yeah.
You know, I think having that vocalist background.
A lot of choir training.
Yeah.
And as far as the lyrical content, how does that come about?
I think, and
probably varies,
correct me if I'm wrong, I think we really don't, kind of like what Micah was saying earlier, if it doesn't come out, we don't really force it. So a lot of the songs that are on the record and on the new record that we're going to be working on, it's like our MO is if it doesn't kind of just come out and it's in a very organic and timely manner, we kind of like don't, you know, there are snippets of songs that they didn't get flushed out as quickly as we thought lyrically or musically, and they're still just kind of sitting there because we found the best songs kind of just, they just come out from you. Mm-hmm. That way it's that much more, no, I don't want to say necessarily organic again, but just something just true to who you are. It doesn't sound contrived.
Are these like personal narratives that you're drawing from?
Certainly, yeah, definitely. I think at least at this point in my songwriting stage, I don't have any songs that aren't necessarily about my experience, and I think Mike is very similar in that way as well.
I do try to write just from like a, I don't know, kind of like a practice standpoint sometimes. I try to write from different points of view or kind of try to draw on what I imagine it might feel like to have experienced something,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's sometimes that's just like a, almost like I'm trying to, you know, just trying to become better at songwriting.
I'm Rachel Otwell. I'm speaking with Springfield band The Deep Hollow. So far, you guys have one self-titled full-length album. Let's take a listen to one of the songs as it appears on the record. It's called Getting Good at Feeling Bad.
this was one of the first ones that Liz and I wrote together, right? So before David come along. And it's really just kind of a heartbreak song, right?
Totally. I still remember Micah sent, how we used to write, he would send me voice memos. And he sent me a voice memo of like the first verse and the chorus. And I was like, oh, wow, all right, we're going there.
We're going there.
Is dark. This is a sad day. And yeah, I mean, exactly. It's just a big heartbreak song.
And it really just kind of fell out that way. Like I think, so like she said, I wrote the first verse and chorus. It's like, here, what do you think? She sent back the second verse, chorus, and that was the song.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the night to find that I have gone to some place to numb the pain away, forgetting him was hard. You could never fill this void. Always thought you'd win, but I'll burn. Just a bad idea that anyone can have. It chews you up, spits you out.
This is Illinois Edition. I'm Rachel Otwell, joined by Springfield indie country band The Deep Hollow. They played in our NPR Illinois Suggs studio for the 2016 Thank You Fest.
Have you guys noticed, like, have you fell into a certain scene within the Springfield or Central Illinois scene? You know, there's little pockets here and there. Are you more country or more indie? Or
I think we're pretty much in between.
I would say, you know, Springfield is, it's, you know, it's a it's a big small town, or it's a small big town. You know, I think there's so much cross not pollination, but there's, you know, there's so many bands that can fit with this. There, it's not a big enough city to have its own specific scene. I do think that there's a good punk scene that has a specific thing.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, the songwriting, I think, you know, we touch on a little bit of the countryside. We certainly touch on some of the folk side. We touch on kind of the new indie folk pop sound, you know, that's been, you know, has Americana kind of thing. So I think a lot of it comes down to, if you listen to that sort of music, you really jive with us pretty quickly. And if you're not into that thing at all, it's very easy for you to go, oh, well, I don't like that. But I think it doesn't take long for you to kind of decide what we're about. You know, I mean, we're not going to do stylistically, we're not going to play one song that's this way and then turn around and, you know, towards the end of the set and do this completely different thing. We do have the hills and valleys, but, I think that's, it is kind of a cross thing with, and I think, I guess you see that with so many bands around, not just here, but all across the nation of, well, they could be this, but it all depends on where you're coming from, you know?
Yeah.
And Elizabeth, for you, how does this project compare to the kind of solo endeavors that you might have been a part of?
Oh, this is way more fun. I'm sorry to anybody who worked with me on the Elizabeth Eckard album. I think the pop side of me was always like, it was just something that was all I knew. I loved it so much. I still love like writing pop songs. But I really feel like, as cliche as this sounds, I felt like I really found my voice when I started working with these guys a lot more. And this is just, it feels more personal and it feels just right.
Well, how old were you when you made that record?
Retrospect. I made Retrospect. When I was 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might venture a guess here. I'm going to project a little bit onto Elizabeth Eckard here.
Okay.
Is her, the stuff that she's pulling from the pop music that you grabbed so much out of.
Yeah.
Is this immediate, like, she has such a knack for melody. I think the hook, which is so important in pop music, you know, you can take certain chord progressions in pop music. If you treat them a completely different way, that's a Pearl Jam song. But you know what I mean? But you have such a good knack for melody and hooks that way that
it's could that
really translate to what we're doing now. I think you...
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And so you guys have found success as a group and won awards what's it like kind of finding your footing, especially, again, coming from a local angle?
Well, it's flattering. You know, it feels good to develop some, get, you know, be recognized a little bit, I guess, anytime that happens. But
it makes us want to write the next song.
Yeah.
It really does. I think that's the thing for us, is we're excited about the next record.
That's very true.
This is Illinois Edition. We've been joined by the band The Deep Hollow. They played in our Sugg studio for a live audience. One of those songs is called Devil. I wanted to go out on that song, and what can you guys tell us about what the process was like writing it?
I think I can speak for Dave. It was a real challenge for me.
That's a nice way to put it.
For me to work on. And Liz came up with, like, all three parts.
I love a cappella.
Yeah. So I remember, like, driving around doing these oohs and ahs, like, oh my gosh, this is so weird, but
I've never done this before.
Yeah, but it sounds so cool.
My mama told me never to lie, never to lie, cheat, steal, or cry. My mama told me never to lie, never to lie, cheat, steal, or cry.
My mama told me never to lie, never to lie. Told me never to lie, never to lie. She'd steal or cry, but I lied and she cried
when she found out his name. Don't you ever make a deal with the devil. But he sit around upon my shoulder, taunting and teasing me to come over. And then mama said,
come around here again.
And telling mama,
if you ever come around here again, I'm gonna show the backside of my head. Maybe then you'll understand. Don't you know that this blood is on your hands? Don't you know that this blood is on your hands? And I pray that God will understand and forgive all your sins. Please forgive all my.
Please wash away my.
Please forgive all my sins. Please forgive all my.
Please wash away my.
Please forgive all my sins.
Show you the backside of